The car share program is made up of two cars, a Prius and a Ford F-150 truck. Users must first register and pay an annual fee, then pay a relatively inexpensive hourly fee. About 50 people so far have caught on to the program, but the city would like to spread that use among more users. Park City Councilmember Andy Bierman says he's watched the program grow more slowly than they had hoped, but he says he thinks the key is getting the word out more than they have.
It's been suggested it's going to take a couple of years for that to really take off, and we talked briefly about better ways to promote it so more people know it's available.
He says of the two cars parked at the China Bridge parking structure just outside the KPCW studios, the truck, which has a hitch receiver and an open bed, has been more popular than the Prius.
But I believe the Prius at first was more popular, but the truck has been growing, which kind of makes sense. That's something not everybody has access to, and it's a great way to move large objects around if you drive a small car.
Getting the word out, says Bierman, may involve displaying the car share cars in the Miners' Day Parade, for example, or have them seen around town in various places so that everyone understands what a car share program is. The car share program has enjoyed great success in many communities, and City Manager Diane Foster says she learned something from an old boss that you have to give new programs 3 years.
Carrie, who used to be my boss, at he was former head of marketing at Canyons, and then at he was American Skiing Company VP of marketing. And Chip always said, you know, you got to give things 3 years. He was referencing the summer concert series at Canyons. And if you remember the first couple of years of that program, there was no one there. And so I think if you think of it now, if Chip had given up after the first year, it would have been a different story. So I think we're in this one for the long haul.
Matt Abbott of the city's sustainability department says they just want to involve a wider array of people who might benefit from the program.
It's static, I'd say, right now. We're making a push to get more Main Street businesses involved, but we're hopeful still.
He says there are a few issues that he sees. One is the marketing effort. The other is the ease of signing up.
U-Haul has just been a little slow to build up their user experience. So I think that's a major obstacle. I think the more convenient it is to use a car share, the more likely it is to be used.
That's Matt Abbott of the city's sustainability program. The cars are always parked in the same place. Again, that's in the second level of the China Bridge parking structure on Sweet Alley in Old Town Park City, just outside the KPCW studios. To register for the car share program, go to parkcity.org and search car share. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.